Morning once again. Excellent lesson, David. I think you did all the work for me this morning. So, the song we just sang, "But We Believe, We Saw Thee Not," there's a recurring theme in there that we believe. That song we just sang is a synopsis of the gospel. That gospel that has been given some 2,000 years ago. And we truly, none of us in this room, I'm fairly certain, saw any of those things that occurred. There is another song that we sing from time to time. "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" No. None of us were, but we believe. Even as Peter wrote to those who had been dispersed from Jerusalem during the persecution that had come to the church there, in 1 Peter chapter 1, in verse 8, Peter writes to these people who have been says, "Though you have not seen him, you love him." These are people, even in the first century, Christians who had not seen the things, these events. Paul writes, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him, and you rejoice in joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Peter continues writing concerning this salvation. "The prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you. And by extension, they were serving us." Peter talks about the faith of these brethren who, through persecution, had moved away from Jerusalem throughout different places. And we see examples of faith in different times and in different places, as we have these examples in what has been today called that Hall of Faith. In Hebrews 11, the writer of Hebrews starts talking about Abel, who made his offering to God, and he was commended as righteous. We talk about Abraham, who obeyed. We talk about Moses, who obeyed, and talks about the people who crossed the Red Sea during the Exodus from Egypt, who obeyed. That faith, that belief, that Bible faith leads to obedience. Every example we have of people of faith are people who believe, people who have obeyed the things that they have heard. And so we too today, one of the things we do in faith is come together around this table each week, from week to Sunday to Sunday, to take of the Lord's body, to take of the Lord's blood, remembering the gospel that he lives, and so we also may live. Max.